Okay. So we began discussing, last couple of weeks we've been discussing the Gemara here on Chof Tes and Aleph through Chof Tes and Beis. Again, just to remind everybody that the next 2 weeks there'll be no Shira, I'll be in Eretz Yisrael, the next 2 Mondays, but we continue the Monday after that, I guess pretty much straight through till Pesach. I don't think there's any other. When is Purim this year? Is on a Sunday, right?
Right.
So I don't think there's anything that breaks up the calendar. What?
We'll be sober.
Yeah, I would expect so. Oh, two. We have this Shir will be on Shushan. Oh, after Shir, Motzar and Shushan. Right, I understand. The Lo Yavor, actually. Right? Okay, so this is the Lo Yavor, so I guess we won't speak about it. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara here for a minute, and then we'll pick up where we left leaving off. The Gemara here in Chof Tes and Aleph tells us that Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, the 3 years that we speak about, which are the basis for Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Hu Shachol and Ritzufos. They have to be continuous. So this is the Kiddush of Rav Huna, that the years, it's not enough to have 3 cumulative years, you need to have 3 continuous years. Then the Gemara says, my Kamashul and Tanina, isn't this obvious, isn't this already implicit in the Mishnah? And Mishnah says, Cheskasan Shalosh Shanim Miyom Liyom, that the Chazaka of Gimel Shanim is from day to day, so obviously if it's from day to day, it means you start on day one and you finish, 3 years later on the same day, obviously it has to be continuous. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u the same miyom liyom lafuke bekutos." Maybe the idea of 3 years, day to day, is not necessarily that they be continuous, but that they be shleimos, and that there be 3 full years. But if they were cumulative, if they were spread out over a period longer than 3 years, but you had 3 years of avodas hakarka, that would also be sufficient. Liolam afilu mepuzaros, even spread out. Kamash malon, but it's not so. And what we discussed last week was the relationship between the problem of mikutaos and mifuzaros. The idea of an abridged period, less than 3 years, let's say 3 crops, and the requirement of continuity or consecutive 3 years. And that we discussed the various shitos, what would Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva's opinion be, and so on. Fine. So now we have established, according to Rav Huna, the halacha of Ritzufos. What we discussed last week was the nature of this halacha. Why Ritzufos? So what we pointed out is that there are various shitos. The Rashbam here, all over the place, every time he gets the opportunity, basically explains Ritzufos in a very pragmatic way. Rashbam explains that the problem is to assess Shtikas Marakama, the silence of the Marakama, and if there's going to be a break in the Chazakah, then it's conceivable that the Marakama will have a claim. They'll say, you know what, I showed up, and when I showed up, no one was in the field working, and that's why I was silent. In order to preclude that kind of argument, that kind of justification for his silence, there has to be consecutive Shnei Chazakah. So that's what the Rashbam says all over the place. Shtikas Marakama is the motivation for the requirement of Ritzufos. However, we pointed out last week that in theory at least, and I think clearly according to some of the other Rishonim, one could suggest a more fundamental reason, a more basic reason why you need 3 consecutive years. And that is, if we view the Chazakah as a single integrated period, or if we view it as a Maisa Chazakah, which takes the place of a kind of tfisa, so he might require that it be consecutive. The first perspective, which is the idea of a single integrated period as opposed to something which is broken up, basically requires contiguity, that it'd be a contiguous period. The other perspective is really focused not so much on it being a single integrated whole, but breaks essentially would undercut the Maisa Chazaka as a single act. And therefore the problem isn't that it isn't contiguous, the problem is that it's not consecutive in a certain sense. Or, third option, which also related to the consecutive question, is maybe, in theory, you could even have three Shnei Chazaka, three separate Shnei Chazaka. And maybe that wouldn't violate either the Chalos of Chazaka as a single period, maybe it doesn't need to be a single period, maybe it wouldn't even be a problem in terms of how we define Maisa Chazaka. But it would be a problem in counting three. In theory, I might have said that you can have a cumulative three, but every time you have a hepsik, then there's no reason to see this as a minyan. Every time you have a hepsik, you have to start all over again. So you have 1, 2 years, and then you take a break. So then it's not the third year anymore. It's not the third year broken up. It's the first year of a new cycle. If there was something that would link together the years, notwithstanding the hepsik, that we could have a minyan of gimel, then we wouldn't care that it wasn't a single integrated period, and we wouldn't even require that there be a Maisa Chazaka, which is consecutive. The problem is in the breaking up of the minyan of gimel. But we can see, or you can get out of that problem, then it wouldn't be an issue. Another position is the position of the Bala Itur. We discussed that towards the end of last year. Bala Itur says that Rav Huna, even though he says he requires Ritzufos, cannot be taken at face value. And that in fact, even Rav Huna does not require Ritzufos. Rav Huna is only trying to explain that if you ever want to have a chazaka of only 3 years, then the 3 years better be Ritzufos. Because the second that you break up the work years, the active years of the chazaka, then you've increased the amount of years that you need. So for example, if you work 2 years and then you rest a year, so then you need 4 years for a chazaka. If you alternate every year, right, you work, you rest, you work, you rest, you work, you rest, then you're going to require 5 years of chazaka. So Rav Huna didn't mean to say that you need Ritzufos, either because of Shtikas Marakama, not for the reason of an integrated period, not for Maisa Chazaka, not for Tzir of Luminion Chazaka, none of those reasons. There's just no such halacha. All Rav Huna wanted you to understand was, if you want to get away with the minimum, which is 3 years, then they better be consecutive, all things being equal. And the Bala Itur justifies his position based on the Gemara later on, which you saw towards the very end. That is the Gemara Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara here says that the Mishnah says here that Hayushnayim Idim on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says Hayushnayim Idim also Sheachla Gimel Shanim. There were two witnesses who testified that the guy worked the land for 3 years. Vinimsu Zomimim, and it turns out they were Idim Zomimim. Mishalmelo as Hakol. They pay the full value of the karka, which, according to their false testimony, he would have illegally, right, taken from the other fellow, from the rightful owner. Shnayim Rishon, Shnayim Bishniya, Shnayim Bishlishis, if it's two different witnesses, one kat for each year, so then Mishalshalin Beinehem. Then each one pays one third, each kat pays a third of the value, because that would have been their contribution to the loss. So the Gemara says here, Masisin Delo Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Kishalach Abba Kalafta Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Lulmot Torah of Amal Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Eitzel Abba Kalafta Lulmot Torah Amal Haresh Achla Shonam Yishonam B'Pnei Shnayim Shniyah B'Pnei Shnayim Shlish B'Pnei Shnayim Mahu. So he asked them, what happens if you split up the years of the Edims on the years of Chazaka among three different Kitei Edim 1 year each? Amalo, so he answered him, Harez Chazaka, it's fine. Amalosi, he said to him, Apanioma, can I agree with you? Ella, but you should know, Shabbi Kiva Kolek Badavar Zeh, Shabbi Kiva Omer, Davar Lokhati Davar, Rabbanon, Hai Davar Lokhati Davar Mayav. What did they do with the limud of Davar, the Lokhati Davar? Ilay Malamute, Echadomer Begaba, Echadomer Bekresa, if you're talking about a case of Eidos on Godless, right, the maturity of a child, so you need two saros. So if you have a situation where one of the Edim said echad begava, it's in one place of the body. In other words, said echad bekresa. So hi chatzi davar v'chatzi edusi. That's not a problem of chatzi davar, which means that the testimony is incomplete. The problem is it's katzi edos, because you have only a single aid on each half siman. Elo lemute shnayim omrim echad begaba, the shnayim omrim achas bekreisa. So it must be a situation where you have two edim who are testifying about one sayar, and then another two edim testifying about the other, and that's considered not chatzi edos, but chatzi davar. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Amar Yehuda, echad amar achla chitim, echad amar achla saorim, harezu chazaka. The Gemara says, Matkes Rav Nachman, ela mi'ata, echad amar achla rishona shlishis v'chamishis. If one aid says, I witnessed this fellow living in the karka, and he was there year number 1, 3, and 5. Echad amar achla shmiya revius v'shishis. The other one said, he was there for year 2, 4, and 6. So you have one witness saying 1, 3, 5, the other 2, 4, 6. You don't have two witnesses on any point of the chazaka, but you do have two witnesses, each of whom is saying that he was there for 3 years, just not the same 3 years. So, hakanami to have a chazaka, will this be a proper chazaka? Meaning, it's not going to be effective? And the Gemara goes on to discussion. So the Bala Itza quotes this Gemara. Bala Itza says, you see from this Gemara, that the problem of Dovah Velo Chatzi Davar is if you have one Kat of Eden saying year 1, 3, and 5, another Kat of Eden saying year 2, 4, and 6. Since you don't have, if one eight saying 1, 3, and 5, you have one eight saying 1, 3, 2, 4, and 6. But if you had one Kat of Eden, two witnesses in other words, saying either 1, 3, 5, or 2, 4, 6, that would have been a proper chazaka. But isn't that a violation of Rav Huna's requirement of Ritzufo? That's the Bal Itur's argument. So the Bal Itur says, you see from here, that Rav Huna doesn't demand Ritzufos. The only thing Rav Huna really says is, if you want to have a three-year chazaka, then you better have Ritzufos. The Bal Itosis here, on the other hand, as we pointed out, also addressed this question, and that's the bottom here, Elamiata, Echram, Rach, Akram, Rishon, Shalishis, etc. So if you look towards the middle, the nearer the farish, Rav Nechanach miyodet travayu achadashatik amasadi b'achetirusho. Kivadam b'dahav achazaka afagav d'mekach shiadadi v'shim d'travayu achazaka kamasadi elam yata echadam r'achol rishona shlishis v'chamishis v'shenis revias v'shishis heinicha bora kederech movri bagi v'echadam r'loki ela achla shenis revias v'shishis rishona shlishis v'chamishis heinicha bora. So Tosus Agav tells us what they do with this Gemara. They interpret that this Gemara of the 1, 3, 5 and the 2, 4, 6 is a case that relates to the next line of the Gemara. Because the next line of the Gemara here in Chavtes Simon Aleph tells us that Umodi Rav Huna Beatri Demovri Bagi, that if you have a situation where people generally leave the karka fallow, they alternate in their cultivation of the karka between an active and a resting year, then in that situation Rav Huna agrees that you can have a chazaka even though it is going to be broken up. So the way the Bali Tosfos interpret the Gemara in the Beis is, we're talking about a situation of years of rest, of fallow, ba'atri demovri ba'agi, ba'atri demovri ba'agi, so 1, 3, 5 or 2, 4, 6, as long as you have two witnesses for either 1, 3, 5 or 2, 4, 6 would be fine. The Itur, on the other hand, says, listen, the Gemara there doesn't say anything about Atri Demovri Bagi. It's talking about a regular case. And you see from there that 2, 4, 6 or 1, 3, 5 is perfectly fine. Aye, so what did Rav Huna say? The answer is Rav Huna's Chiddush is that the Atri Demovri Bagi, right, there, all you need is 3 years. You don't need 6 years or 5 years. That's the Bala Itur. Here, just look at it very quickly. It's on page 2. The bottom one. Sefer Itur Os Mem Moda Daf Mem Beis Omer Aleph. Will appear to Rav Vasa to the Farshim Ritzufos L'Me'utei Aleph Gimel Hei, according to the interpretation of those Rishonim who say that the requirement of Ritzufos of consecutive years is to exclude skipping years 1, 3, and 5. That's having 1, 3, and 5 or 2, 4, 6. Kasha li kushya debatim to kamakshan Rav Huna le kulalma nami shlemos bina. Number one, he has a question from our Gemara. We'll see in a minute the next line to the Gemara. The Gemara talks about batim, which presumably would have to be active biyamim ubelelos. Okay, that's number one. Ubatim ukutosin ubatzulu belavasa. The problem of batim is we don't know about the nights. That isn't the problem of ritzufos. That should be a problem, he says, of mikutos, of enon shlemos. You need 24-hour chazaka in a house, and you only have 12 hours of chazaka. It depends whether the Gemara originally thought that we're talking about 6 years. The Gemara was saying, it was fine if you need 6 years, or why do even 6 years work, or did the Gemara think that 3 years should work? We'll soon see that that's two deos in the Ramban. We'll see that in a minute. The soup. Again, another case in the Gemara coming up. Gemara talks about a chanuz, if you have a store. So again, how many years does it take? A store is not open at night, mostly, right? So how many years does not a 7-Eleven or whatever, but a regular store. So how many years does it take to establish chazaka in a store which is only open, typically, during the day? The Hasama Shlam Aleika. Okay. So, without going into much more detail at the moment, look down just two lines from the bottom, where he says, U'mistabra d'ravuna lav lamutei alef gimel ha'asi. Actually, Rav Huna does not exclude skipping years per se. Now, if you the lomav rabbi, he isle sadi to achli aleph gimel hay. If you have witnesses that establish you were there, year 1, 3, and 5, even if you're just taking off the middle or intervening years, for lo napke miches kasei lechazaka d'achrini chazaka hu. As long as somebody else didn't come into the karka in the intervening years, you're just being passive. That would be sufficient. Rabuna lemute mifusakos asa. What Rabuna is really telling you is not that you need ritzufos, but that the interrupted years, the hetzik year, does not count. She'im ochal shona rishono shlishis v'lo ochal shniya apapi sh'omad v'chetzkasa gimel shanim v'lo ir, or even like 3 consecutive years, but 1 of the years is not working. Eina chazaka, eina chazaka l'nehne. Chazaka means only if you're actually deriving benefit from the karka. V'koshke mikutos aval ba'atra v'lo movri bagi apil shnas habar. Ololo, behind the kamar mar, mod ravuna ba'atr de movri ba'agi b'chanusa de mechuza. But if you have a karka where it's typical, it's routine that people leave it fallow for a year, so then Ravuna will say, not that after 5 years or 6 years it works, but after 3 years it works. And that's the mod ravuna ba'atr de movri ba'agi b'chanusa de mechuza. Kivin de b'chazaka kai lo bi number tzufim. The proof for this logic is the Gemara that we just read under the base. Had it been not one that said 1, 3, 5 and another one that said 2, 4, 6, but two that said either 1, 3, 5 or 2, 4, 6, have a chazaka. Otherwise, the Gemara just said, forget about it. Even if there are two, it doesn't work because it's mifuzaros. Dinami ketre sadi lav chazaka. Acha chad sadi chitin kamar and so on. It was av shma mina. Dumin chitin asarnu di ketre sadi to acha alat gimrei chazaka. This is a very innovative interpretation. No one else interprets Rav Huna this way other than the Bala Itur. And according to Bala Itur, it turns out that there really is no din of mifuzaros at all. As far as Achi de Movri Bagi is concerned, just 1 more second, so there we encounter different interpretations, as we already noted. The position of most Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Bali Tosfos, the Ramban, is that you don't count the passive year, but even then there's a debate whether or not it's 5 years, because you're not counting the passive years, but it's also not an interruption. So basically you reach 3 years in 5 years, or like the Ramban, which we already spoke about, it's 6 years, and the explanation is that you have a hefsek, but you can't have a hefsek. So what we've redone is recalibrated the three Shnei Chazaka into three units of a year and a resting year, a year and a resting year, a year and a resting year, which means that you end up with six. On the other hand, the Ravan, like the Itur, not this is the interpretation of Rabuna, but in his reading of Mover Bagi, and possibly, I think, the Rambam, hold that the Atri, the Mover Bagi, it's 3 years, and we count the passive year as well, because that's part of the Aksik Ba Kidda Mechazki Ba Inshi. That's part of the fabric of, and I think this perhaps reflects a major argument. Again, if the reason for the 3 years and the problem of Ritzufos is Aksik Ba Kidda Mechazki Ba Inshi, to be a Bailim like other Bailim, so if that's the norm, if people let their karka be fallow, so the fact that it's a passive year per se should not disturb us. After all, he's behaving like an owner. This is how an owner behaves. On the other hand, if it's a question of establishing a tfisa or a maisa chazaka, then the possibility that that can only be done actively is a serious consideration. And then even ba'atri demovri, it's quite possible that you would demand active years. The Ramban implies that there's a difference between Atri Demovri, where some people do and some people don't, which is the Gemara's case, and Atri Demovri, where everybody does. Even though the Ramban is of the opinion that when it comes to the case of the Gemara, where some people do and some people don't, it takes 6 years, he does imply that if everybody was Movri, then everybody would agree that 3 years, and then you'd be able to count the passive year as well. Again, if it's a question of tziruf to the shiur or anything of that sort, we understand this is just part of the fabric of cultivating karka in this particular region. So those are the various sheets that we have until now. You had a question?
Yeah. I'm not sure I understand the wouldn't the Gemara seem to suggest that the right time require to bow beyond the field every day for the entire 3 years?
That's a very good question. It implies, the implication is yes.
But these Gemaras clearly indicate that that's not necessary. Right?
Why? How do they implicate
because,
that?
When the field is lying fallow.
No. So that's the point. That's the Atri Demovri. So the Rashbam says about the Atri Demovri that only, as Rashbam says, the guy will come and he'll say, right, how am I supposed to know? So the Rashbam adds, l'shitaso, that there has to be near. There has to be plowing. That's the Rashbam here. Look at Dibra Maschil. Ba'atri demovri bagi. So the Rashbam says, what? Anchof tesam alav. The first Rashbam is sha'akom ritzufos. But we'll go each one, just do these two very quickly. Sha'akom ritzufos. Aval. Imenicha shana ashmiya v'akakach achla shtei shanim shlishis urviyis. Right? Matzi Amar Balasada Haida Lamakai La Khaina Mishum de Ovras La Shanashnia the Galis Adaitech the Labdi Dachavai the Hilka Klozaratosa. He's explaining why he didn't wasn't Mocha. That's the Rashbam I'm referring to. Now when it comes to Atri Demovri Bagi, so that's your question, right? So look at Dibra Maschil, the first wide line, the end of the first wide line. But Atri Demovri Bagi in the situation where people, right, typically, you know, give the field a year off, the aksik b'kin b'chaski inshi, that's the norm. Miu shana shovira in ola l'cheshbon, says the Rashbam against the Rabban, against the Yitur, against my reading of the Rambam, right? Shana shnei chazak, it doesn't count. The tzara klishmor shtar yosu mishana shanim ad shigilkot. Just another way of saying, if it's an alternating thing, 5 years. Not the Ramban 6, but the Rashbam 5. The Itoin Idach, this is your question. Ani Basi Betoch Gimel, and it wouldn't occur to anybody else. But this is the Rashbam. If the whole reason of Ritzufos is his Taina, I was there, and that's why I was silent, because nothing was going on. So if it's Ba'atri, the Movri, he still has the same claim. Right? I came in that year, and I didn't... The answer is the Masasi Sadireka, it's his question. The answer is Matsi. Avalei, mikol makom ha'ilan limchos. Sh'avu bishalon zuratia, ha'yisi osaba near is Harisha. Sh'achar akzira, v'ha'yilach alahadin, sh'vishil shalol ha'kish kochal ha'chapatzti, Nazara Kemineg Safa Sa'ir. Meaning there are signs there that, you know, that he can't miss in terms of there being some, it's not active enough to count the Shnei Chazaka, but it's not sufficiently passive that he could walk away and say, oh, I didn't think anybody was in the Karka, Makach Lo Makisi. Now, as I think I mentioned last time, the Rashbam is very influential, even though he's only starting his Perush right here on, you know, a couple of lines ago. And in the Shulchan Aruch and other places, and many of the Poskim, when they talk about Atchid of Ovri Baga, they say, well, of course, it has to be near. It's all based on this Rashbam. But if you interpret, like I think, the other Rishonim, which is that the reason for Ritzufos is from the Minyan Gimel, the Maisa Chazaka, the Chalos of a single unit of Chazaka. In other words, not because otherwise it's a justification for Shtikas Marakama. So then there's no need for Nir either. We're not worried about the Marakama. We're worried about objectively whether or not this constitutes an act of Gimel Shalom. So your question is a good question. The Rashbam addresses it, the Rashbam answers it. But it comes up with the Kiddush as a result.
Going back to the Posuk about the 1, 3, 5, 2, 4.
Yes.
We notice the Posuk points out that we don't say they are contradictory statements. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that right now. That's a good question. That's a Hakasha question. When we get to Laman Aleph, hopefully, we'll pick up. In general, that's a question. You don't always say Hakasha. Sometimes you assume that people just made, there's a kind of Binadami or Lodaiki. Sometimes we assume that people just made a mistake, even if their testimony doesn't complement one another. You know, it seems to be jarring and maybe even contradictory. There's a certain like range or flexibility in which we don't assume a contradiction. Or it could be that, you know, the people from 2, 4, 6 are not telling you that there wasn't anything in 1, 3, 5. Maybe they only showed up in 2, 4. So there's different ways to solve that problem. Okay, but that's not for now. I don't want to go so far afield. Now, let's continue with where we were. So now we understand a little bit about what's going on in Ritzufim. Yeah. Let's move now to a discussion of the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara has the following question. Where are we? Let me just finish this with Shakamatari quickly. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Omer Avchama Modra Avchayu Vavuna Basu Demover Bagi Pshita." Well, Tricha Deikin Demover Beikin Lo Mover. Some people do, some people don't, as we discussed. I Gaber Mover. So this guy is fallow. He's leaving it fallow. He, you know, is sensitive to the needs of the karka. Mal the same Amale. The Marakam will say, "Misa Dizidacha the Yiboylach the Mizri." Kamash Malan. The Amale Chad Arav the Kula Baga Lo Matzina Lintar. Either he says, I'm not going to pay full expenses, being, you know, there aren't enough people in the area who are paying for shomrim, so I'm not going to foot that expense. It's better for me to leave the field fallow. We discussed last week, you know, according to the Ritzvah, these refer to different scenarios. According to the Rambam, he only talks about the second possibility and how that might fit in to the Rambam Lashitaso. If it's part of the fabric of the Chazaka itself, the second is a much stronger explanation than the first, because it has to do with the Avodas HaKarka intrinsically, not just the economic viability or feasibility of working the land. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on and says as follows. Chazkas HaBatim. The Mishnah speaks about Batim. Now, Batim are homes, right? Not fields, not factories, not stores, homes. The batim to be mama yadi bilelia lo yadi. So, how do we know, right? A home is a 24-hour occupation, right? How do we know that the people are there? You have to make edim of gimel shana. How do we know that 3 years of night? That's the question. Now, what is this question doing here? So the Rashbam and the Bali Tosfos and the Ramban, almost all the Rishonim who speak about it, say that the continuity of this sugya is to this sugya of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said you need Ritzufos, right? You can't break up the Chazaka, right? Not according to the Balita's reading, but right, that's what Rav Huna said. So if Rav Huna said you can't break up the Chazaka, so you have Yamim and you don't have Layla every day. You're breaking up the Chazaka, right? 12 hours every day will not count to kaskas kibul shanim that you need. This is the way that most Rishonim read Rav Huna, read the continuation of the Gemara from Rav Huna. Well, if they can't discern that you're there, then they don't know that you're there. And if you're not there, and if they don't know that you're there, there's no edus on Gimel Shana. Okay, so that's the question. I think that's a very big assumption. I've mentioned this before. Let me just establish it more clearly now. The idea that you can compare Ritzufos with Fuzaros, that problem, to the problem of Yomim Balelos, to me is questionable. And that in both directions. Even if you were to take the view against Rav Huna that Ritzufos is fine, and you don't need, I'm sorry, Mifuzaros is fine, and you don't need Ritzufos, you can have an accumulative Gimel Shanim, you might say that that's all very well and good if you're talking about years, right? 1 year counts, the next year doesn't count, the year after that counts, and so on. But the idea that every 24-hour period, you're only going to count 12 hours, right, is a lot less obvious. Number one, there may be a special yichus to years, right? According to Holcheusha, it's 3 units of years. According to the sugya that we just talked about, we referred to, Anun Vavam and Aleph and Vavam Beis, the sugya of Dabar Velo Chatzi Dabar. Right, so it's interesting. Again, the Gemara there speaks about, right, breaking up into 3 ADOs of 3 years. I don't know. It may be left after. It could be 7 ADOs of, you know, 1/7 of the 3 years in each case. But it's interesting that it's 3 years. We talked about Gibel Bar Minyumi on Lamed Tes on the base. Right? Gibel Bar Minyumi thought that every single year the Marakama has to be Mochen, and he has to issue a challenge. Right, Gilbim Bar Minyumi didn't think that every month the Marakama has to challenge, or every year and a half. Right, so there might be a special yichus. I think I mentioned also there's some discussion in the Rishonim when we talk about 3 years. Let's say it's a Shnasa Ibor. So is it 3 years, meaning 36 months, or is it 3 years? Right. So the idea that there might be units of years is something to consider, at minimum. And therefore one might say, you have a year here, you have a year there, another year, you know, to round out the process. You have cumulative years, right, cumulative 3 years, and that's fine, because each unit is still a significant category of a year. But if you're talking about Yamim Belelos, so every day can be a hefsek. Every night can be a hefsek to a yom. Right. But I might have thought that the units that you have to accumulate are not sufficient. Moreover, this might be another way of saying the same thing, or it might be something different, but the point is that Lelos, I mean, we're talking about half the time, but we're talking about the other Lelos, we're talking about the fabric of living in a home. Right? So one would think that Lelos are a significant part of that. You're going to skip every single Lelos, right? Very strange. And on the other side of it, one might say, well, it is Yom Belelos, but, you know, maybe the Lelos are Betelos, you know, LaYamim. But Zimarashach, if the nights are significant in their own right, then losing every one of them would seem to be qualitatively much worse than the quantitative problem of a hefsek in years. And if the lelos are expendable, then maybe they're betalim to the yamim, and maybe it shouldn't be a problem of ritzufos to begin with. For that reason, it always struck me, impressed me, that the Rambam, when he deals with the problem of yamim velelos, quotes this halacha before the halacha of ritzufos. And according to the Rishonim, the problem of Yamim Belelos is a Ritzufos issue. So first you have to say there's a requirement in Chazaka for Ritzufos, and the classic case is a year here, a year off, a year here, a year off. Another issue is Yamim Belelos. But the Rambam does the opposite. If you look at the Rambam on page 2, Hilchos Toin Perek Yud Beis. So the Rambam in Halacha Dalit says Shalosh Shamim Shamarnu Tzorch Sheyiru Ritzufos Zuacharzu. He has another reference to Ritzufos, by the way, I should add, in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Toin Benit, on the beginning of his discussion of Cheskas Givul Shanim Bekarka. But now that the details of Ritzufos is this Halacha, Halacha Dalit, right? If 3 years need to be consecutive, Hare Sheikhsik Besada Bizarra Shana Bavira Shana Bizarra Shana Bavira Shana, right? The alternate Papilasakin Kamashana Lo Hiksik, Haya Darkan Shobani Hosa Hamakum Lo, that's the Gemara that we just read. Abdisha Miksasan Zorin Shana Kashana, Miksasan Zorin Shana Mobrin Shana, Hare Zeiksik, Shari Omer Lohavarti Elsa, Elikadesha Tasa Harbi Bishanas Azriya. The second reason, and then we discussed this problem last week. That's the Halacha for Tzufas. But already in Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses the requirement of Yomim V'Leilos. Hevi Edim She'edar B'chatzah Zu Gimel Shanim, Osha Sakra Gimel Shanim Arizu Chazaka. If the fellow brings proof of his 3 years, it's fine. Tan B'Lachatzah Yomer Shemelo Shachan Baba Yomu B'Leila, maybe you're only there during the days and not at night. Oshema Elisha Skir Lem Lo Shachnu Baba Yom B'Leila. Or if you had people who you rented, you know, the property to, maybe they weren't there day and night. Arezu Taina, Omen Lamachzik, O Tavi Eidim Sheshnayim Elu Gemuros B'Yom B'Laila, O Istalek, bring proof that they were consistent, that they were there day and night, or get out of the property. Okay, we'll get back to this, but Afilu Bo Eidim B'Yomru, Lanu Hiskir, V'Anu Darnu B'Yom B'Laila. Let's say the Eidim came and they said, we, you'll see in a moment, this is a Gemara, we rented it and we were there day and night. The Balasada wasn't happy with their Aedus and he wanted other Aedus. They would have to bring proof. Very controversial Rambam. We'll get to this in just a couple of minutes. But the point I'm trying to make is that if the Rambam, like all the Rishonim, felt that the problem of Yomim V'Leilos is a Ritzufos problem, that he should have put Halacha Dalet before Halacha Beis. Because Halacha Dalet is what tells us there's a requirement of Ritzufos. Which leads me to think that the Rambam felt that the problem of Yomim V'Leilos is a much more basic problem. And not only Rav Huna, who requires Ritzufos, but even if there are is a Chachamim, right, who think that Mufuzaros would be sufficient, even they think that there's a problem of Yomim V'Leilos. Because Yomim V'Leilos isn't just a quantitative problem of contiguous or consecutive or continuous. That isn't the issue. The issue is the quality of the chazaka. You can't have a chazaka and a bias if you don't also establish leilos. Leilos is part of the rhythm of a domicile of a home. Okay. Anyways, this is the Gemara's question.
Maybe the Rambam is only doing what the Torah suggests. It comes before me, should have not took care of
him. So that's fine, but no, and that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. It's cute, but we're just saying. but that doesn't, it doesn't bother me that he speaks about Batim and Leilos before he speaks about Sados. What bothers me is that the requirement of Ritzufos is mentioned for the first time in Halacha Dalet. Let him say that you need Ritzufos, and let him start according to the Pesukim of the Torah, well, you know, with the bias. But if he only introduces a din of Ritzufos to Halachos after he stated the Halacha of Batim V'Leilos, it's hard to see it as only or primarily a Ritzufos Halacha. Now, the Ramban asks a question here. Yeah?
Is it possible to say that the Ramban feels that Halach V'Leilos is a problem
of Mifuzaros? It is possible, but why wouldn't it also be a problem of Mifuzaros? Or, for example, this is a question that Ramban discusses. If it weren't for Rav Huna, right, so what would we say? Look at the Ramban just for 1 minute, you'll see what I mean. It's a good question. Here. The Ramban, Mod Rav Huna Ba'atzer de Mod, the first piece on page one. Pirish. Afilu b'mifuzaros have a chazaka. Lo Rav Huna ba'atzer de Mod Rav Magi. Afilu b'mifuzaros have a chazaka. Miu, he says, however, Sheishanet Beinon. This is the Sheish that we talked about already. We read the spine of the Ramban. You need 6 years in the alternating field. Kivin Deika Dezara. That's where I said before that the Ramban implies that if everybody was Movir, not just some people, then everybody would agree it would be 3 years. But Kivin Demashech Zimna Deboros, since there, you know, there's an extended period of fallow time, Kala Yisla Zakal, the Lo Machzik Sheishanim Lav Klum, therefore you need the 6 years in order to establish anything serious. Vilotem Achi, my Umode, this is question. If it was 3 years, then it's not Umode. Right? Because Rav Huna, the problem is that he needs Ritzufos, consecutive. Meaning, if you're going to say Mod Rav Huna, that means sometimes Rav Huna will allow you to get away with non-consecutive years. But if your whole point is that the Shnas Movri counts as one of the 3 years, if the problem isn't lack of consecutiveness, the problem is whether or not you can count the fallow year or not. Right? So, Pshita, the Ritzufos Ninu, Veloshaychi, Hovid Rav Huna Klal, the Salkashata Deboros. Therefore, he concludes that we need 6 years. Oh. Then, referring to the next line of the Gemara, the line that we just read, the Ramban says, "Hadak shina mimas nisin v'habatim to be mama yadi belala layadi." That's what we just read. So the Ramban is bothered by the following question: the dinu delay malan Rav Huna v'litaneich the amr safilu mipuzaros still libay miyashesh. This is kind of your question. This is only the problem of Yomim and Lelos is only a problem of Ritzufos, Mifuzaros. Why isn't it a problem of, what did you ask? Nikutos. Meaning, the problem is if you're only counting because you only have evidence on days, so every day is, let's say, 24 hours, 12 day and 12 night. I mean, I'm not doing shows manios right now, right? So every day is half Laila and half Yom. We only have evidence on the half. So forget about the Ramban is asking, why is this a question on Rav Huna? Let's say the Rabbanim think that Mufuzaros is fine. They're off the hook. If you can't prove Lelos, so then you don't have a problem only of Mufuzaros, you have a problem of Mikutos, Bilti Shlemos. You need 3 years of 24 hours a day. You have 3 years of 12 hours a day. So forget about the fact that their heads are half-sick. The bigger problem is, it's Bilti Shlemos. You don't have the amount of hours for a chazaka. That's Ramban's question. That's exactly your question. Right? And then it has nothing whatsoever to do with Rav Huna. Rav Huna saying, Ramban saying, let Rav Huna answer them, and you don't have a problem with this. So here the Ramban gives two answers. Very interesting. Number one, Ela Mishum Dehava Amina Mai Sholosh Diktani Sheish Diyamami. Maybe the pshat in the Mishnah could be, when the Mishnah says that you need 3 years for Batim, maybe the pshat is 3 years of 24 hours, which means 6 years. So you really need 6 years of 12 hours. But according to Rav Huna, that doesn't work, because if you're talking about 6 years of 12 hours, you still have Mifuzaros every single day. So the question is posed against Rav Huna, not against the Chachamim. That's the first view of the Ramban. So according to the first view of the Rabbanan against Rav Huna would agree with the Mikutos problem, to answer your question, right? The only thing they'd say to answer it would be 6 years is fine. Inami, this is really interesting. The Ramban has a second answer to this question. Again, remember, what's the question? Why is this a problem for Rav Huna? Let it be a problem for the Chachamim as well. After all, it's Bilti Shlemos, it's Mikutos. So the first answer is, no, 6 years. What's the second answer? Livi done. If we don't have a problem of Mifuzaros, we only have a problem of Mikutos, Kol Tlashin in Mahani, 3 years would be enough. The Lamatzer the Meimra, Na Asina, Ba'i Zimna, the Lahabis Ba, Umshamachi Lamachina, because the problem would really be a problem, this is really interesting, of justified silence. I mean, what would be the claim? That maybe I came in the middle of the night and you were there. Right? Hilkach b'tlash shenin, the imami, sagilan, So Shalosh Shanim Ika Apagav de Losolki Leiv, so that's not really credible. The problem is, if you can explain that the problem is, if I say, listen, there are, you don't have 3 full years, you have 18 months, you have 12 months. Say, I came, it wasn't 3 years. But, oh, I came in the middle of the night. That's not a credible problem. Aval Rav Huna, Kasha. Ah. So quite the second day of the Ramban, one thing comes out, two interesting points come out. Number one, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan of Rav Huna, according to the second perspective, do not require 24 hours of batim. Their Nikuto's problem is solved as long as there's no justified shtikas marakam. That's point number one, as opposed to the first day of the Ramban. But there's a second, more important implication here. What did Rashbam say was the problem for Rav Huna? Why does Rav Huna require sufos? Because of the justified silence of the Marakama. He might come and say, I was here at this and this time, nothing was going on, that's why I was silent. But according to the Ramban, that's true, and that's why it's enough for the Rabbanan. Obviously for Rav Huna, the need for sufos transcends the requirement of justifying a shika, and that's perfectly consistent with Ramban's whole thesis that you would require 6 years and not even just 5 years. Okay. Behind the mina, numodi Rav Huna, the chanusa de mechuza, as we'll explain, the lobina nelegim l'shana b'mami kim de lelelia lo avidi tumi de boris ubeis abad. Okay. So the Ramban clearly takes a different view than the Rashbam, but the Ramban, like the Rashbam and like the Bali Tos, understand that the Hemshech of the Gemara, Habatim, the Imam of Elobalelia, is a problem of Ritzufos. I think the Rambam, not that this Gemara, this is a separate point. As you say, Mikutaos, or the Echus, the quality of the Chazaka, but nothing to do with the issue of Ritzufos. Okay. Either way, the Gemara gives an answer to this question. Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Yeman Masid Abatim Shivavi Mediyadi Bimamir Balelia. Who is going to testify about Cheskas Abatim? The neighbors. The neighbors can testify about what goes on at night as well. Okay. Now here the Rashbam, interestingly enough, the Rashbam adds something. First of all, Balelia La Yadi. The Rajbam adds, just one second. Bilelia Layadi, Apilahaki Abakazaka, the Bishop, the Gavisad of the Kalhanachin, Dark and Lassus Malacha Balayla. Since we're talking about a field or a factory, a business, so the fact that there's no Laila is not a problem. Because to begin with, we don't have the expectation of night activity, and therefore the entire definition of Tehilut, that activity, is defined by the day. Ukashimamid Nadim, Al Malachas, but batim, where the expectation of activity includes the evening, but he can't document the night time. Again, this is the Rashbam, right, saying that the connection is Rav Huna. But again, for the Rashbam, it's not just the reality of Mifuzaros. It's Mifuzaros as a problem of Shtikas Marakaba. This is the third Rashbam on the page already, right? Therefore, exactly what the Ramban says doesn't make sense. And had it made sense, would it only been a Rabbanan issue, once again, according to the Rashbam, is the basis of Rav Huna. Okay. Anyways, the Rashbam explains that when the Gemara says, Shivi Medi Yadi, the Mieton, the Yomer, Isa, the Sadi, the Dyrus, the Yomam, the Lelia, Yuchalahoid, Niu Anano, Tanina, Lake, and Farsh Besamach. The Rashbam says, you might get the impression from this Gemara that we need, for Edus on Cheskas Gimel Shonim, we need Yom Valelos, and every Yom, and every Laila. Right? And that's why you need the neighbors. You should know, says the Rashbam, as the Gemara is going to tell you in a couple of minutes, that that's not true. we need to have that potential if the charge is made, I was here and you weren't in the karka. But if no charge is made, it's not a prerequisite for the quality of the edus that we know about every day and every night. You don't need shivvy. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim say, as we'll soon see in a minute, that may be the view of Mar Zutra, you'll see in a moment, a couple of lines down in the Gemara. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that for Cheskos Kibushanim, you really need optimal edus. You need edus of the entire period. But Yom Balayla, maybe every Yom, every Laila. Of course, that would be an exceptionally demanding requirement to establish a Chazakah, right? And that would be true not only for Yom and Balaylos and Abayas, but for every day, let's say, or practically every day, in a Karaka. Let's say the Adam were traveling for a week, they went away for 2-3 days, right? Maybe they don't have to see every minute, but at least they have to have a sense of what's going on all the time. Is that true or not? This question becomes even more acute in the next line of the Gemara, because the Gemara gives a second example of how people would know it's going on at night. So, again, some Rishonim say, like the Rashbam, that even the neighbors don't have to testify about every night, and maybe some go even further than Rashbam. Okay, Yosef, and others, well, they don't really even know what's going on every night. They may know that there's activity at night, but they don't know what happens after midnight or after 1 in the morning. Right? So they don't know all night. The next line of the Gemara has another suggestion. Gemara says, Rav Amar can go to Asa Beit Trei V'Amri Anan Agrinan Minei V'Davrinan Beit Lashinin V'Imamim B'Lelia. We're talking about a situation where people rented out the property for the Machzik and they testify about their own presence. So a lot of Rishonim say, don't think that there's a machlokas between Abai and Rav, and Rav doesn't think neighbors are good enough. Just like the Rashbam said, hey, you don't even really need the neighbors. Right? But there are Rishonim, day in the Rajva, day in the Ritva, who say no. One day in the Rif, later on, next Gemara Lamed Aleph on the base, who say no. The reason there are two answers here is because Abai and Rav are competing, right, for a more stringent, an even more stringent, right, standard of edus. That Rava thinks it's not enough to have neighbors. And they don't get generally what's going on, but they don't always know what's going on. They know what's going on until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, but they don't understand, they don't know what's going on every minute of the day. The only people who could be Eide Chazaka on a bias are Sochrin, according to Rava. That would be an enormous Kiddush. Okay. Omale Rav Yemar the Rav Ashi. Hani Nogim Beitusane. How can you say the Sochrim are the Edom of Yom and Belayla? They have an interest in the case, in establishing that the Karka belongs to the Machzik. Zilo Omri Achi. Aminan Lahu Zilo Havale Agar Beisalaha. Assuming that they already paid or have been paying rent throughout the period, they've been giving rent money to the Machzik. So if they come now and they say, oh, we haven't been there day and night, and then the Marakama takes over the property, so the Marakama turns to the Sochrim and says, and by the way, guys, you know, you've been living there for 3 years, I'd like my back rent, thank you very much. And then they have to pay rent all over again. So they have an interest, they're Nogin Bedavar, to establish that the Machzik, who they've been paying, is the real owner. How can we believe them to testify about Yom and Valelos? So the Gemara says, Amalei, daini d'shvili, hachi daini. Right? You're in Achanami. Do you think we're such poor, impoverished dayanim that we would make such a mistake? Milos kinan, obviously, we're talking about the case, could go to Nikiti Agarbesa. The Amri Laman Leisve, they haven't yet paid rent. They come to court with money in hand. They say, listen, we've been renting the property, right? The rent money will now go to the proper owner, and the winner is the Machzik, no Negius. Some Rishonim point out, let's say they already paid the rent money. They ask two questions. I'll get back to this not later today, the next week, and then I guess we'll finish it up when I come back. Number one question is, So what's the big deal? They paid the money to the Moksik, right? If it turns out that the Marakama is the real owner, they have to pay the Marakama. So they'll go to court and they'll get the money back from the Moksik. He was under false pretenses that they paid him. Still, they're not going to lose money. Right? So, in other words, short of answer, who wants to go to court? Who wants the hassle? There seems to be a debate whether or not the hassle of going to court is the hassle of going to court or the possibility that they actually might lose, right? Does that constitute the basis for Nogeya Bedavar? Is that a sufficient interest for Nogeya? That's an interesting question. That's question number one. Question number two is as follows. For Ben Yoda, the Rajba, let's say the guy already paid. They already paid. Right? But the Moksik has an interest in the case. He wants the Sochrim to be Edom Cherim, right? So let's say he does the following. He says, listen, guys, they paid already. Right? There's been $2,000 in rent in the last 3 years. Or $20,000, doesn't make a difference. Right? So they're no Gavadavar, they can't testify to establish that I'm the Moksik. It's worth it for me to bring $20,000 to court, to put it on the table, and say, you know, whatever they testify, you know, if they testify that the Marakama is the owner, the Marakama will get his money. So either way, it's not coming out of the pocket of the Sochrim. So would that eliminate the Negius or not? That's the Machlokes Rishonim. It's an interesting question. Some Rishonim say, well, it would eliminate the financial part of it, but the fact that he has remove this worry, this concern from them is something for which they should be Moksik Tova also. Right? He just, neutralized a major anxiety for them. They were coming to court. If indeed he would lose the case, they'd have to dig into their own pocket for the $20,000 of back rent, and then maybe take the other fellow to court, and maybe he has money, maybe he doesn't have assets, who knows? Right? Never mind the unpleasantness and the court costs and everything else involved in that. And now, by being generous of spirit, right, they, or whatever, or just self-interested, by taking the $20,000 out of their own pocket and saying, here's the rent money, let's put it back on the table, he has eradicated, you know, this issue for them. Is that akzuke tivusa? Is that negius or not? So two interesting issues on Negius. There's some other interesting issues on Negius here as well. Either way. Finally, the Gemara concludes Omar Mar Zutra. The Itoim, the Omar, I should say, mention one other thing about the Negius, and we'll get back to it. The Rambam that we read before is particularly important. What does the Gemara say here? That if they come to court with the money in hand, so there's no financial Negius, then we'll believe them. Correct? But if you look at the Rambam that we read before, the Rambam has a Chiddush. And all the Achronim are very bothered thinking it's against the Gemara. In Halacha Beis. Rambam says, Afilu bo edim v'amru lanu hiskir, the middle, v'anu darnu v'abayom v'alayla. Even if the Sochrim came to court and they said, We resided in this property day and night. The Tan Balasad of Amar Yaviu Edim Shadaruba Bayom Balayla. Shrikan Elo Asochri Lahavi Raya Shadaruba Tamid. Shazad Dabar Tali Bahen. The Aim Tali Betainus Amaksi Kadeshia Idolo. The Raya says, Omar Abram, U Nisanano Lo Haskar. The Ravid basically says, what happened here? If they came to court with the money, with the rent money in hand, there's no negius. If they didn't come with the rent money in hand, then there is negius. What's the Ravid talking about? The Ravid says, if the Marakama says, I don't want to hear from the Sochrim. Right? Because they are testifying about their own act of chazaka. But he can throw them out. What do you mean he can throw them out if he chooses? Mimanashach. If we're dealing with a situation where they came to court with money in hand, so there's no negius mamon, why does he have the right to throw them out? If they didn't come to court with money in hand, why is it up to him? Even without him saying a word, they're no gavadavar. What's the Rambam saying? Well, where did the Rambam get it from? Apparently, this is his interpretation of the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Mar Zutra, the Toin, the Amar, Lesu, Tre Sadi, La Sude, Lahadabe, Tla Shani, Bimamu, Balelia, Tanase Taina. So this is a line of, this line of Mar Zutra has about eight different Perushim in the Rishon. The most standard Perush is the Perush of the Rashbam. Rashbam said before that even when we were saying that, you know, we're talking about the neighbors, we're talking about the Sochrim, they're the only guys who know about Yomim Valelos. Even when we were saying that, we didn't mean that you always need, right, Eidos of Yomim Valelos, Kol Yom, etc. What we meant was that if there'll be a Taina, you'll have to respond to it. The Rashbam was anticipating Mar Zutra already in Abaye and Rava. Other Rishonim say it's wrong. Mar Zutra says, if you make the claim day and night, you have to prove it. If you don't make the claim, then stam edus on gimel shanim is sufficient, not neighbors, not sochrim, etc. The Rashbam said, no, we always knew that. Mar Zutra is just interpreting Abaye and Rava, it's all the same thing. Other Rishonim say it's a big machlokas. But apparently the way the Rambam read this line of the Gemara was as follows. Mar Zutra said, "Itain the Amar Leisa Trei Sadi La Sudi Ben Dedar Ben Klas Shanim Mamalelia," referring to Sochrim. If the Sochrim cut the cord, then they have the money in hand, so they're no longer Nogea. From a financial point of view, so we'll accept their testimony. But what if the Marakama says, "I don't want to accept their testimony, even though they don't have a financial interest. They're still being made about Maisa Atzmam, about their own activity." So then we'll throw them out of court. That's how the Rambam read Mar Zutra. Except that if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam apparently read Mar Zutra saying both of these things. Mar Zutra, in one sentence, right, covered two ideas. Number one, if he insists on a higher standard of Yom and Valelos, we'll have to accommodate him, A. And B, even if that also includes a rejection of the Maisa of Sochrim without a financial interest, we'll accommodate that as well. So we'll have to get back to this, why that should be so. The Rambam seems to have kind of two levels of Negius. Negius, which is a financial interest, which is an objective psul of Eidos. And then the Baldavar, the Marakama, has the right to claim Negius, even when there's no financial interest, if there is, we'll call it, critical activity by the Eidim. Even if the critical activity does not include financial benefit. That in itself is a very fascinating halakha, which we'll get back to. Either way, the Gemara then says, Umodi Mar Zutra, Berochan Amakzirin Bayaros. Here there are only like seven or six Perushim and the Rishonim, but leave it for now. The way the Rashbam interprets, Mar Zutra will agree if the Marakama, some of the other Rishonim say it's a reference to the Masik, is in the category of Rochlin and Machzirin Bayaros, meaning he's rarely around. He's a peddler, he's always itinerant, he's always off, you know, selling his wares, so he's not local at all. So in such circumstances, Afagav de Lotan, Tanina Leanon, then as the Rashbam Lashitaso puts it, we really should be worried that he was present, and when he was present, nothing was going on, because you can telegraph, you know, when he's coming. Right? He's always on the road, practically, and a couple of times a year, strategic times of the year, he comes back. So it's very easy, you know, to pull one of those, you know, disappearing acts. You know, you have the movers come, you know, one day before he's coming back, and they come back, you know, one day after he leaves, because he's gone three quarters of the time. It's worthwhile to do it. Either his, you know, comings are predictable, and they're also short-lived, and therefore, he needs more protection. The idea that, you know, a regular Marakama would be able to discern the presence of a trespasser, it does not apply to Rochlin and Matzirin Bayaros. Therefore, Afagav Dlotan, Tanin Leana. And then finally, the Gemara says, "Mo de Rav Huna, bechanusa de mechuza, de limama avida lelelia, lo avida." Everybody agrees, Rav Huna would agree, that when it comes to chanusa, the mechuza, which is a store where activity only takes place during the day, that all you need is yamim, you don't need leilos. Now here's the major machlokas rishonim. How many years do you need to establish a chazaka in chanusa de mechuza? So the Rambam, if you look at again page 2, Rambam says And the writer says, Omer Avram, Ein Derech HaGemara Kein, to the Rebuye Mefuzaris Kalmar, Velola Rebuye Mekutos. The writer says, what? If Rav Huna is being moded, that means that it's cumulative and it's spread out. So what we really mean is 6 years. The Rambam says 3 years. Tosis says 6 years. Look at Tosis and Mod Rav Huna. Mod Rav Huna v'chanusa v'mechuzah v'imam na'vidi l'le yolo avidi. Pirishu mo lohem imechziku gimel shanim. I forgot the lab gibel ritzufos, elemifuzaros, 3 cumulative years. Kevin to urchayu bahachi, since that's the norm, that in a chanut you only have bayom. Tahadaka atu demo ribagi. Vim tomar him came shita demo de ravuna kidaparach lael gabi bagi. Frankly, I don't think it's so pashut, for the reason that I said before, which is, it's one thing to say a year here, a year there, a year here, a year there, a year here, a year there, right? It's quite something different to speak about days and nights. Except that here, it's not as bad as what I said before. We're not talking about batim, we're talking about chanuts. Fine. The shloma alapisha b'nei adam shenim chenvanim darim ben ben bayom ben balayla ba'osan tzuchin gimel shonu m'ksufas yom balayla b'sofetaitach t'chenvanim nami yitzarchu kein kamashmalan. The reason this is a bit of a chiddush is he has a chanuts in a residential area. All his neighbors have to have homes. Right? So there, chazakah is 3 years, day and night. His usage, that's the bias, is like any other bias. As a cheftishal bias, the way the Rashba puts it, as a bias, it should be treated like cheskes abatim. But its tashmishim are treated like a sada. The chiddush is, it's like atra demovri bagi. That you can treat it like a sada. Umahai taima, osi shapir. The bino mu gimel shanim shleimos, tainu vav shanim. Apagav de besados, beis abadim, lo binen la gimel bin akol. Everybody agrees that when it comes to a factory, when it comes to a field, right, the expectation is only 3 years by yom, and that's enough. Hainu mishum de kamo shar b'nei adam adarim shan, she'en chenvanim bo gimel shanim b'yom b'layla. Hachinami chenvanim bo gimel shleimos, tainu vav shanim. So basically what he's saying is there's a compromise here. It's in a residential area. It's a bias. Therefore, it's measured by 3 years of 24 hours a day. But since the usage is as a store, therefore it's not considered a violation of ritzufos when you're not there at night. So we calculate the amount of hours, years, based on batim, right? But it doesn't have to be consecutive because it's a chanus. And therefore you end up with 6 years. Why isn't it the same? Why is it broken up? Why is it mentioned over there? Fine. But the Rambam says 3 years. So the what is the position of the Rambam?
Rambam referred to Hanyosho Tandri as a peddler. In other words, he seems to be going on the
it could be. But either way, this is the Rambam's interpretation of Kenvasa de Mechuza. In the Gemara, it just has the continuation. Maybe because other people do have, Bayom of Alayla. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Sorry? No, six.
Why six?
Because here it's. No. Because Because there, exactly. Because there it's a year. A break, a second year, a break. You get your 3 full years after 5 years. Here, you need 6 years to get 20, because you got three years of 24 hours.
The first year. Right? The first day time, the third day time, and the fifth day time.
No. We're talking about a store.
Yeah.
The first year gives you a half year's hours.
Right.
The second year gives you a full year's hours. You need six to get 3 years. Just count up the hours. So here, there's no question that it's six. There's no condition saying no one can say five here. You can only say five in years and alternating years. And even then, the Ramban says six. But okay, now we're almost out of time. Let me say, so I really want to get to the punchline, which is false. There's a major debate in the Rishonim here, and Chamisa de Bechuz is part of it. So at the end of the day, if you miss a day in the field, you lose your chazaka. Right? Or, that's one way to read the sugya, and you need, the only question is, even on an Aegis level, do we need Aegis of every minute? Or maybe we can let up on the Aegis because of a certain kind of, you know, we're poshet minastam, that if the Aegis saw X, then probably X plus is going on. Every time they saw him at night, he's there. Every time they checked at night, he's there.
Right.
But the assumption is that he has to be there. But if we knew, Lu Yitzur, we knew, that's the case they don't speak about explicitly in the Gemara. Lu Yitzur, we knew that he missed the day, or that he missed the night. What would happen? So the Ritva and the day accorded in the Rosh, possibly the Rashba, are of the opinion that Cheskas Gimel Shana Miyom Liyom Mikutos, right, never mind Ritzufos, demand every minute. Other Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rajba, it just can't be. Lo yitachen. For them, the key ingredient is Achsikva kine mechazkiva inshi. This has to be a normal kind of chazaka. People go away on business, people go away on pleasure, you know, somebody, you know, could, doesn't have to be there every single minute. Could take a day off or two.
Let's just look at the nature of the field. It's a work field.
100%. But let's say it's a work field, and you took a few days off, you shut it down for a few, but it's not out of the norm. Let's say there's a range. Some people go on vacation for a week, some people go on vacation for 2 weeks. No one goes on vacation for 3 months. I'm not saying that it's so. I'm saying, let's say it was so. Right? So these are the questions.
There are
no, that's a Mowbray question. Forget about Mowbray for now. I'm talking about Yom and Balelos. Let's say a bias, Yom and Balelos, right? It could be a Mowbray question too, Yom and Balelos. So this is a very important question. Halakha Lemaisa, it's a hugely important question. Right? If you miss a couple of days or a night, is that the end? And how difficult is it to establish Chazaka? Conceptually, it's an equally important question. Is the criterion Machzik Levi Mechazka Ba'inchi, or is it Gimel, Shanim, Shlemos of Avoda Bakarka to establish this kind of Maisa, or maybe there can't be a minute, which is not Nitan because it's not Nitan the Macha, otherwise, etc. So, one of the most important applications, as I mentioned, I alluded to before, was the Mekomos, where this is fought out, is Mekomos, Chazaka the Mekomos the Beis HaKnesses. Right? For some reason, I don't know why, the Bala Itur, the Ritva, the Rajva, the Ra, everybody's fighting about Mekomos the Beis HaKnesses. Okay? So, the point is as follows. Every single, you know, three tefillos a day, can't miss, right? That could be 1%, almost impossible to establish a three-year chazaka of Mekomos Beis HaKnesses, unless you're there every, if you never miss a tefillah, right? Or, well, let's assume that you sell the seats, or there's some claim, or there's a setup that says that you can establish a chazaka through 3 years, so what do we mean? Or, it means asik rodeg mechatzki b'anshi. And how do you define that? So, for example, business trips,
avelos
comes up in the Rishonim, and it can be mechalik between them. A pleasure trip, stam you miss a day, right? What's the halacha? Every time you go to shul, you sit in this place. Not enough. So you find a range of Rishonim, I guess I'll do this next time, but let me just read you the Rush very quickly. And this is before we end, this is the Rush and the Ritva. Look at the Ritva first. The Ritva is the most demanding sheet, I would say. 1 second. 10.
The
Omer Mori Neru. This is after he finishes discussion of Chamisa the Mechuz on page 1. Omer Mori Neru, by the Rav. Dafka Mishum Delelia Lo Avidan. Ha'ilo Avidan. Ela Shahalach L'Schora Shalom. Right? If nighttime activity counted, but he was off on a business trip, the Eino Mishtar Bekan, Eino Chazaka. Does the Ritva saying? Every minute. Umikan when the kolos based on Knesset Shemim Chazaka Elam Ken Yashar Ben Bekol Ito Satvila. Even the harvest for Shus? I don't know. The Chen Nira Me'ahid Rochlin Delel Epipe Rishonachon. The Shalom Kedibre Rab Balaitur Shekasav Kidayo Sheyeshet Shem Belechta Liyispalal Shem. The Shalom Yeshet Shem Adam Bo Kesheina Holek Shem. There are two versions of the Itur. This is not what we have in our Itur exactly. His is, whenever he comes to shul, he sits in that chair, and no one dares sit in his chair when he's not there.
Just like here.
Right? Who's going to sit in that guy's chair? So, I don't know, he comes three times a year for Yom Narayim. I don't know what the cutoff. That is the two extremes. Look at the Rush for a moment, and with this we'll conclude for today. To the back here, the Rosh. Umi Devarav Lamadnu. See the Rosh on page 3. Shema Machzik Yotzim Neir Leiska. If the Machzik goes out of town on business, Shoa Miktas Yamin, because Yuchozel Leir Tamid Nichnas Loos Abayis. But when he's in town, this is where he lives. Have a Chazaka. The opposite, right? Shekain Min Hoga Shalolam. Vlamata Idich Lemei Malavit Loich Zakta Kine Mekatsky Inshi. You have to do what's the norm. You might have a third position. As long as he's behaving within the norm, it doesn't break up this chazaka when he's away, but he still has to multiply 3 years times 24 hours in a bayis, or times 12 hours in a sada, or whatever. That's the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. It's also quoted in the Mukha Yosef and the Tshuvas HaRashba. And in Rabbeinu Yonah Latar. Rabbeinu Yonah says, first you calculate the anticipated or the proper time frame, and then if you're machzik walking in machaski bayinshi, it could end up being not 3 years but 4 years or 5 years, as long as you hit there's a quantitative aspect and a qualitative aspect. But the Rosh and the Rasba say not true. As long as you're kid in machaski bayinshi, you don't need to make up time either. Ela the plashani of a chazaka, but lo dami the atzer the mobri ba'agi, the beinan shei shani. Why do you need 6 years in atzer the mobri ba'agi? The chen chenbasa, the mechuzah, according to Tosas, you need six. Do you mama avidin laila lo avidan? You're being in sheishanim. The hasam zman avitul yadua. The tzorech harashlimo. Because there, the point is you need 3 years, right? And nights don't count at all. You know there's all, or those, you know, years of fallow karka are excluded. So you have to compensate for that. Avlaka, in kevel avitul diraso. Right? Basically you're there. And you miss now and then. You don't have to add that up. Pamim harbe, pamim ma'at, vim lo yizdamin lo esek la yetze. If business isn't going well, he won't travel. It's not anticipatable. And therefore, it's not predefined as an absence. Hilkach ein tzorech la'ashlim. V'chein nam mikomo shu beit ha'knesses. Him mihidim o'edim shi yoshab sham. Gimu shanu b'chalei shenichas beit ha'knesses. V'lo yoshu b'mokom acher zulasi. Im shinu mikomo machas abelu shalo. Shal acherim. Shashinu mikomo v'yoshu al mikom shalo. Let's say he's busy in business, he can't make it to shul every morning. So this is a major machlokas rishonim. We have these three positions and some nuances in between, which is a reflection of the different perspectives on Cheskas Kemoshanim with an interesting application for this. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up in 3.